Leading Sinn Féin figures, including party president Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness, were among those who took their seats in the packed studio. It may have been a fringe meeting to run alongside the main event, but it attracted Sinn Féin delegates north and south of the border.
We do not kid ourselves that benefit is everywhere in all communities, and we all have work to do. We hope our attendance here today will dispel.
Presentation was led by Londonderry Bands Forum spokesperson Derek Moore.
I thought it was received fairly well. There's no real issues. We were talking about positive things to do with Londonderry, to do with education, to do what our thoughts are on it. And I mean, everybody's interested in that there. We accepted the invitation because we were asked. We hope to be asked to all the other political parties if they're looking to hear from us. You know, there was a slight, Gregory said during the week, you know, Sinn Féin are using you. We certainly accept that they are. You know, we heard last night, you know, they're very keen to promote us. But at the same time, as I said, that's what we're here for too. We're here to use them. They're in government.
In the run-up to this event, you did come in for criticism from members of the unionist and loyalist community. How would you address those concerns?
Actually, the criticism wasn't too bad. I'm not a social media person myself, but what I see is somebody puts a comment on and a pile of people say, can I agree with it? You put on something positive and you get a pile of positive comments and nobody else argues. So, as far as we're concerned, when we put a positive statement out, the negativity part of it goes, and we've had nothing but complete support this last 3 or 4 days.
The presentation addressed a number of issues, including the work being done to dispel stereotypical views of loyalist bands, highlighting the educational underachievement of young Protestant males and the need to build relationships based on inclusion and equality.
And I have to say the most positive engagement we have with the entire BEL community was with the people from the bands.
Sinn Féin Westminster candidate Gerry O'Hara, who extended the invitation to the Londonderry Bands Forum, said their decision to present at the Ardèche showed leadership and confidence.
I think there's an appetite for engagement, there's an appetite for people to sort of express each other's culture and engage with each other's culture. Let me say I welcome this move. I think it shows great confidence and great leadership by the Londonderry Bands Forum.
The presentation was also applauded by Culture Minister Carol Ní Chulainn.
I want to say well done. We've a lot to learn from each other. I spent an awful long time in this city, not apologetic, as part of city culture. I've often said we've a lot to learn from this city across the board, because we can't pass poor relations and a lack of respect and understanding the next generation. That's not within any of our gifts. So I think through music, the power of music, we can make a big difference. We have a power of transformation. I want to say well done. You're very, very welcome here.
The presentation also gave delegates the chance to answer questions and give their thoughts on what they'd heard.
And I find it really, really hard to reconcile the positivity that I hear from what you're saying today, what I've heard from the young people in the past, and bands standing outside a Catholic church, banging their drums louder when they pass the church or playing the sash. I cannot reconcile the two, and I can't understand it.
I'm Patrice Hardy. I'm a councillor in the Mid-East Antrim new super council. Can I first of all just say thank you very much for coming. I grew up in Ballymena and I'm very familiar with the Orange Order and bands like yourselves that you've mentioned, and I've learnt more today here sitting than I have my whole entire life growing up in Ballymena. So I think that, you know, I can take something away and the other areas can learn something from you.